Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Produce Step Up. Today on Produce Step Up, I'm asking you a question, and that question is this: what is in your hands? The question is not original with me. The first time I know that question was asked someone who was God, and he asked it to his servant Moses right before the Red Sea. While I'm not God and you are not Moses, in which case I'm asking you, if you can't find the rod in your hands, there's a very important truth, there's a very important concept, there's a life lesson we should learn from that encounter and the question that God asked Moses right before the Red Sea. You see, many times in life we ask God to come and intervene in situations when He has given us all the power, all the apparatus, all the resources we need to effect intervention, we need to effect breakthrough in those situations. And that is at the point where God begins to ask us again, you are calling me to come and intervene on this matter. What is it in your hands? You are calling me to intervene on this matter. Have I not given you all that you need to effect the change or get the result you want? At such point, God, when we start crying to God, God is calling us back and saying, my son, my daughter, have I not given you all that you need to be able to effect the change you want me to effect? Have I not given you all that you need to cause the change you want to see? Have I not given you all that you need to begin to cause the breakthrough you want to experience in your life, finances, and work? And that's why, again, I'm bringing the question across to us. You see, for every breakthrough and intervention we need in life, God has a role to play in it, no doubt about it. And that is why we have to cry to Him. That's why we go to Him. That's why we call Him to intervene. That is why we pray to Him. However, we have our own role to play. Do not ever come to the point where you think there is anything you want done, any special breakthrough you want to achieve or get in your life, and you feel God doesn't have any role to play in them. At every point in time, God has His own role to play. You also have yours to play. It's when we do our own bit and God does His own bit that we experience breakthrough. However, when God has released His power, when God has released His strength, when God has given us skills, when God has given us knowledge to be able to effect the change we want, and we refuse to put those things to work, and we refuse to apply them to get the result we want, that is when we continue to cry to God. God gets confused. Sorry for the word I use. It doesn't mean God ever gets confused, but let me just talk as if God is a human being. God will look in heaven. Okay, God never gets confused. He look in heaven, put His hand on His jaw, and He's asking Angel Mike, Angel Mike, is it not this guy we gave all of these things to be able to get the result? And He's busy asking the question because right inside your hands, He has given you what you need to be able to experience the breakthrough you want. Right inside your hands is what you need to get the result you want. Except that you are so blind you can't see it. Except that you couldn't see it. You saw it, you couldn't recognize it. Or you just don't know how to put them to use to be able to get the result you want. When we begin to ask God for what He has made provisions for, that He gets back to us with the question, what is in your hands? Please, it's important to understand that there's no limit to what God can do. He can send manna down. Of course, He has done it before. But even in this our present, He can send food to you. And beyond sending food to you, you can make sure the food enters your mouth without you putting any effort. However, God does not ever do that. Do you know what He does? While creating you, He makes sure you have a hand. He empowered your hand to be functional. So what He does is that He makes sure you have food and have hand to eat the food. If you settle down and begin to cry to God, God, that this food may enter my mouth, when a plate of pounded yam and a goosey soup is looking at you on the table, God will be wondering like, Angel Mike, what is in this guy's hand? Does he not have a hand to eat? Now, we may laugh about this, but that's the kind of thing that happens most times when we go to God asking Him for things. God makes provision for our need. God creates systems and set up structures and apparatus in our body, in our system, and in the world to ensure we have our needs. It's not right, it's not appropriate to run back to Him again and begin to cry to Him to give us what He has given us. It is not appropriate to continue to cry for a need which He has empowered us by virtue of training, by virtue of skill and talent to be able to do. As people of God, we are allowed to cry to Him. In fact, it's our right to go to him to cry for help. It's our right to present our request to him. It's our right to ask him for what we want. However, we must be careful not to neglect the system he has set in motion for us to get what we want. We should not forget the fact that while we have the right to cry to him, while we have the right to call on him, he has put up systems and structures to help us get what we want, and therefore continue to ask him for what he has given us. Therefore, today I want to tell you something. Before you continue asking God for intervention in any area of your life, find out if there are things he has set in motion, if there are things he has given to you that makes you able to do the work you should do in that area. Check if there are things, if there are keys he has given to you to be able to unlock any door you are asking him. Father, I need an open door. Father, I need an open door. Find out if there are things, if there are keys he has given to you to unlock the door, so you stop disturbing him and allow him to do other things he wants to do in your life. There is so much God wants to do in your life. Stop disturbing him with the fact, with what he has allowed you to be able to do for yourself. Please do not get the impression I am saying we should crave for independence from God. If you listen to the podcast I published first week of October, you find that I said that no matter how independent we are as human beings or we crave to be, we should not get to that point where we think we are independent of God. It's when we allow ourselves to get to that point that we are set for doom. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the point is that let's not just run to God and say, God, help us do this, help us do that for us and don't do that for us. Let's first look inward and ask ourselves, are there things God has provided for us to help us get this result we want? If God has made such provisions, then we shouldn't disturb him with prayers and requests saying, what shall we do at this point? Now, the point I'm making in essence is this. In practical terms, please, before you continue praying for a job, find out if he has given you the knowledge and skill you require to start your own business and begin to create job opportunities for people. A lot of times, we keep asking God for what he has given us. He has given you the ability to make money, and you are busy calling all your uncles and cousins, getting angry with those who refuse to give you money, and wondering if they are human beings or not human beings, calling them all kinds of names. When God has put in your hands the ability to go and serve medicine and get paid as a daily laborer, just in case you don't understand what it means to serve medicine, it means to go to a building construction site, be of service to those medicines by bringing blocks and mortar to them. At the end of the day, they pay you 1,500 naira or 2,000, depending on where you are. If God has given you the power to do that, it's more honorable to go out to do that work than to call anybody to give you money. If God has given you the ability to solve certain problems for people, some sit down at home looking for somebody to send you money. Go out and begin to look out for people who have need for the solution you have to offer. If God has given you, taught you, brought pastors across you with books, materials, tapes, and CDs, you bought them because it's your pastors that have preached them, but stacked them in your library. Go back to your house and begin to read them. Instead of crying to God that your child is spoiled, you don't know how to relate with your husband, your wife is misbehaving, get materials. God has given us a lot of resources. Information is so much in our society, in our world, that we shouldn't say we are lacking anything. And in fact, these days, you don't even need money to get many of those things. A lot of those kind of information are found on the internet for free. So please do not continue crying that, oh, I don't know how to do this, when there are all kinds of information you can get to help you do that. When God has made provisions for things for us and we continue asking him for it, what he gets back to us is not answer. What he gets back to us is what is in your hands. And like a woman once was beside a river and her child was about to die of thirst. And what happened was that until God opened her eyes to be able to see the water by the side, the child would have died of thirst. So what you do is this. Ask God, if there is a rod, you have given me a rod to be able to solve the problems I'm currently facing. Open my eyes that I see that rod and give me the ability to put that rod to productive use. Give me the ability to actually use the rod the way I should, so as to create solutions to the problems I currently face. That should be the prayer we'll go out to God to ask. When we have asked God for interventions and he seems as if he's not answering, now asking Father to effect the breakthrough that I'm not using. And even if I'm using them, are there ways I'm using them that I'm not using them the best way? These are prayers you now go to God to make. And when you get the right answers, you take the right step you should take, which is when God gives you a rod, he expects you to divide the Red Sea and not to come back to him crying, what shall I do? The point I've made is this. A lot of time when we ask God for things, he has made provisions for those things and he has given us the ability to solve some of the problems. when we ask, when we continue praying to him to come and intervene, he comes back to us with this question: what is in your hands? And I implore you today, look inward and find out, are there things in your hands you are not currently deploying? Get down today to begin to use them so as to effect the breakthrough that God wants to do through you. Remember, the rod in your hand is not superior to God, is not a substitute to God. As a matter of fact, the rod that Moses had was able to produce solution for him because the rod was powered by God. It was not any kind of rod. You understand that? So God has given you his own powered rods in your hands. Go out to trade those keys. Go out to trade the information. Go out to trade whatever thing he has given to you. And you'll be able to experience the breakthrough and supernatural intervention you want to experience in your life. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Bruju Step Up, brought to you by Bruju World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit bruju.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Bruju World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.